Welcome to Fielding Questions, a podcast produced in collaboration between Egg Country Farm Credit Services and the Red River Farm Network that explores the world of agriculture and rural life. I'm Adam Albrick. Succession and retirement planning takes time and effort, but creating a plan is just the beginning. Today, we're going to learn more about making a plan and staying on track. Here to chat with us is Senior Vice President, Succession and Retirement Planning, Russ Tweeten, with Egg Country Farm Credit Services. Welcome to the program, Russ.
Well, thank you, Adam. We appreciate the opportunity to share a little bit about what we do in our department and look forward to talking with you today.
All right, so let's start at the beginning. Why should someone have a succession and retirement plan?
Well, I think the reason you should have a plan is so you have a roadmap. You know, it's kind of like getting in a car and going on a trip. You need to have a map. You need to know where you're going, what roads you're going to take, when you need to turn, when you need to stop. It's the same with the succession and retirement plan. Having a written plan so everybody's on the same page and knowing when things are going to happen. It's just vital. It's one of the most important things you can do for your farm when you've got a successor coming in.
All right, and what are some of the most common items found within a succession and retirement plan?
The key here is to have a written plan, and I emphasize written, so we have something to fall back on for every component of the farm. If you're farming through an entity, partnership, a corporation, we need to have a written plan for how that entity is going to transition. If you're not farming through an entity and you've got assets owned individually, we need to have a written plan for the land, for the machinery, for the farm site. If you've got cattle and livestock, what's the plan there? You need to have an estate plan that lines up with your succession plan. So if you've got a will or a trust, keep in mind that will or trust needs to transfer a business if something happens to the parents. And so all of this needs to work together and be consistent and cohesive for the farm. It is what makes things work.
All right. So we know why we should have a plan. We should have a general idea of what goes into the plan, but now it's a matter of staying on track. Let's talk a little bit about that accountability aspect, because without it, every good plan can really fall by the wayside. Russ, how do you approach the accountability side of things when it comes to a succession and retirement plan?
Great question, Adam. This is one of the challenges that we help our farms and ranches work through. You know where this really starts is with the shared vision. We need to have everybody on the same page with respect to where this operation is going. What we like to do initially is have a separate meeting with the parents, the senior farmers, and then a separate meeting with the successors and make sure that shared vision is there. If it is, we move on. If it's not, then we need to work on that. We can't move forward and have any sort of accountability if we're not on the same page. So it really needs to start with that, where are we going, make sure that everybody's equally yoked, if you will, and move forward. Then it's a matter of committing to writing what we're gonna do, and as mentioned earlier, have that plan for each component of the farm. When do we start with the machinery transition? Usually that's the first, Adam, because that's a transactional thing. We're rolling over machinery in some cases every year. That presents a very good opportunity for us to start transitioning some of the assets and some of the equity. We also need to keep in mind as we're going through this, you know, that if something happens during the transition, you know, we need to give ourselves permission to get together and maybe make a change. It might need to be extended, it might need to be shortened. When would it need to be extended? Well, if debt needs to be taken on, maybe that land across the road that you've been farming for the last 40 years all of a sudden comes up for sale, and the senior generation is probably more able to purchase it, that could delay our transition. And I think that's one of the keys, is to incorporate some degree of flexibility. The other thing we want to make sure we're doing is scheduling meetings. I think the key to this is focus. You know, shared vision and focus. you know, maybe in the first year, we need to meet 2 to 3 times in that year just to make sure that we're putting together a plan where everybody has a voice, not just the senior generation. We need to make sure those successors coming in have a voice as well. And it's very key if those successors are coming in and they're married, we need their spouse there. It's important that they also know what we're going to do, whether they're involved with the farm or not. After the first year, then we may be able to just go every once a year. I do have a farm that I've been working with since 2008, and when we started our succession plan in 2011, we meet every February. Every 3 years, they bring in the family, farming and non-farming, and we share what we're doing, the challenges we're facing, maybe some changes that have to be made to the plan. But the key is that we continue to have focus. I also recommend that the farm commits to this. There has to be some degree of commitment because we can't be there all the time. We think you should have a facilitator to help move this thing along, but we can't be out at every farm all the time to help them stay on track. So we recommend that you meet at least monthly. Maybe think about this similar to maybe what the businesses in town do. I know that our teams here, our branches, they have a mandatory meeting every week. In my department, we have a mandatory meeting every month. And it's not a bad idea to think about doing that so you're staying on track. Have an agenda that's consistent and the same. Make sure that the meeting has a facilitator, somebody leading it. Again, not a bad idea to keep minutes. Now, is every farm going to do this? Probably not, Adam. It's hard to do that, especially in the spring and the fall or when you're spraying. Things have to get done on a farm, and sometimes the meeting doesn't get held. But I would ask that at least do that. So as you can see, the key to this is structure. It's vital that there'll be some degree of structure so that people stay on track, there's accountability, keep that vision in front of you. I've got farms that they've written it down. They have a vision, and they have a culture that incorporates this vision so they know where they're going.
All right, Russ, you touched on a little bit of this, but how often should you review a succession or retirement plan? Now, clearly, as you pointed out, things do pop up, and the plan that you originally put in place might not look identical to the plan at the very end. But how often should you review that plan?
You know, it depends on the complexity of the operation, Adam. You know, if there's a lot of moving parts, maybe there's a 2-3 entities, maybe there's, 2-3 successors. I really think you need to look at it every year. You need to stay on track and look at things yearly. You know, agriculture, it changes. I mean, look at the changes just in land values over the last 12 to 18 months. Cash rents have changed or are starting. It seems like we're starting to see a change there. So if it's a more complex operation, I like to sit them down every year. You know, if it's not, maybe a sole proprietor and farming a 2-4,000 acres, we should sit down every other year just to make sure we're on track. It's easy to backslide and fall back to what we were doing and lose our focus. And I think if you've got a facilitator, whether it's the Ag Country team or somebody else that you trust that you're working with, at least every other year, Adam, I think that's a good way to stay on track.
If there is an issue between different parties, maybe it's different generations or whomever else is within that meeting, what type of tips would you have for bringing everybody together and staying on track?
It depends, what degree that disagreement might be. If it's a pretty big difference, get in immediately. I would give us a call or whoever you're working with. Don't let it grow. Don't let it fester. Don't let it get life. Knock it down right away. And that does happen. There are things that pop up that we didn't see coming. You know, things like that land purchase across the road, or all of a sudden there's a change in marital status. Somebody gets married, somebody gets divorced, or there could be an opportunity that pops up where all of a sudden we've got the ability to rent 5,000-6,000 acres of land. Those are times you really need to get somebody in the room who's going to have an objective outside perspective. Now, I don't want to go on record saying that everybody needs to do that, but if you see that there's tension growing, if there are differences of opinion starting to emerge, knock it down right away. I would get in and see somebody that you trust and have them help you work through that situation.
All right, Russ. And finally, are there any other tips you have for listeners regarding starting a plan or sticking to it?
I think, Adam, the best thing we can do with each other, first off, is be very clear. You know, sometimes a little brutal honesty is the best thing we can do. I've got a number of farms that I work with that are transitioning, and some of these meetings, they get a little bit brutal, a little bit raw, but things get done. And I'm not saying that happens everywhere. I think you need to make sure that you have a plan. And I keep saying write it down, and I mean that, write it down. When you write it down, we know what we're doing. If somebody forgets or starts to, waver, we can go back to that plan. We do that. You know, as facilitators, our role as consultants and facilitators is to write that plan down and keep it. It's memorialized. We know what we're doing. We know what we talked about. If somebody does have a difference of opinion, we give them a voice. Things are changing to ensure that maybe they've come up with an idea that none of us thought of. But make sure that you got someone helping you. You need that quarterback, that facilitator, oftentimes to get you through the process. Again, I mentioned at the beginning, make sure you've got a shared vision. That is so vital. That common goal, that shared vision, is really what makes things click. And I don't mean to keep repeating myself, but I think the key here is to give everybody a voice. Everyone needs to have some input. The farms that seem to do the best with their transition strategies are the farms and ranches that have good communication. They're bringing in all the stakeholders. You know, we've got that plan reduced to writing, and it seems to be the best way to get a farm transitioned.
Well, Russ, thank you very much for joining us today.
You're welcome, Adam. We appreciate the opportunity, and look forward to working with the farms and ranches in our region.
That is Russ Tweeten, Senior Vice President, Succession and Retirement Planning with Ag Country. If you have a question about a financial topic, we would love to hear from you. You can message Ag Country on Facebook, tweet at them on Twitter, or submit your question using their website at agcountry.com.